This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and this is the last day of the week as I talk about saying yes and jumping into a spontaneous possibility that presents itself, that feels aligned with what you're doing, and it seems kind of like almost too good to be true, a gift from the gods, a gift from the universe, however you want to say it, this dropped into my lap, this is too good to be true, depending on how you think, you might say one or the other. So today I'm just ending the week by talking about how to navigate the challenges and maximize the benefits of saying yes to possibilities. When you do that, it's important to practice discernment. So you get to evaluate the opportunity that's coming up and make sure that it's aligning with you, your goals, your priorities, your project. After a while, when you get really good at this and saying yes to the right things, the wrong things don't pop up and seem enticing because you've connected with your decision-making hunches and your gut instincts. So you'll know. So when you practice discernment, you access your capacity and make choices that honor and hold true your well-being and your existing commitments. So you'll have a balance there. The next one is embracing a growth mindset. This really supports. When you have a growth mindset, you see challenges as opportunities. So even getting a spontaneous offer could normally seem like a challenge if you're not balanced, but instead you see it as an exciting possibility. So you embrace the discomfort and the uncertainty, and you say yes to it, knowing that it could lead you to something really amazing. Personal development, learning, community, all the things we talked about. The third way to navigate the challenge of maximizing the benefits of saying yes to something spontaneous is setting boundaries. That you have healthy boundaries so that some people in this community are prone to overcommitting and then they get burned out because they don't take care of themselves. They put themselves last. So having some level of boundary that doesn't prohibit you from investigating and exploring, but it keeps you on track. It lets you prioritize your time, your energy, your resources, and ensure that you have the capacity to fully engage in the opportunities you say yes to. So this weekend, I had a lot planned, and this came up, and it was a golden opportunity. Because I'm connected with my goals, my dreams, my direction, and my partner, and my balance, my relationship, everything, we were able to have a quick conversation. And together, we came up with all these resourceful possibilities that I was able to take action on. And then the last one I want to offer is to reflect and learn from your experiences. So take time to reflect on your choices and experiences. You know, which ones are working for you, which ones are not. Celebrate the successes. Learn from the setbacks. We always are auditing in this community. I love auditing, and I'm not even an accountant. Reflecting like this helps support you in continuing to make these kinds of great decisions. It helps you navigate and make intentional choices. So even when they arise spontaneously and you're following your gut and your hunches, it's intentional because you're used to it. You've familiarized yourself with it. You know which voice is talking. You know that it's the voice of directing you towards your goal versus a voice of derailing you or fear. So ultimately, the coaching this week is about saying yes to incredible possibilities, not being scared of those, and knowing which ones are for you, And that requires a balance between openness and discernment. It involves embracing your vulnerability because you're putting yourself out there, being willing to step into the unknown, make choices that align with your values and goals. And when you do this, you can create a life that's full of excitement, growth, fulfillment, satisfaction, meaning, growth, everything fabulous. Sending you love. Have a beautiful day.